Les Brown Enterprises proudly presents this CD series designed to accelerate your personal and professional development.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about choosing your future and what will allow us to do that. And I tell you, I'm excited about sharing this with you because of some things that have happened for me and to me. I want to ask you, how many of you have some great things you want to happen to you and this year and years to come? Raise your hands, please. Very good. You know, I said to Mike the other day, I came in office. I said, you know, Mike, this is going to be a great year for us. He said, no less. I said, no. I mean, a great decade. He says, no less. It's going to be a great life. Let's say, he says, it's going to be a great life. Let's say that. See, isn't that the way we want to look at it? We don't just want one good year, one good decade. We want a great life. That's what we want. Now, what prevents us? How do we block ourselves from having that? There are several things that happen, ladies and gentlemen. Once you think about whatever it is that you have desired, whatever that you think that will give your life a sense of meaning and purpose and direction, whatever you think will give you a sense of fulfillment, I just want you to think about this. I want you to think about this year coming up, this year that we're now in. I want you to look at the future, and I want you to think about what is it that will enable us to do that. And why is it that most people don't? I've had some tremendous breakthroughs. Many of you were here when I first came, over 5 years ago, pursuing a dream, working on creating and building and choosing a different kind of future. And it's always intrigued me what prevent most people from doing that. And when I first became intrigued at it and with it, it was at a point in my time when I was not where I wanted to be. I just felt at where I was at that point in time, it had to be more. I was working at a job, wasn't going anywhere, I wasn't happy, and I wasn't making any money. Around payday, I would get angry. Now, you seem like you would get happy when it's time for you to get paid. But when I said, thank God it's Friday, it wasn't because I felt good about getting paid. Because I knew before I even got that check, that money was already gone. It was already allocated. So I felt like I wasn't working for anything. And I said, there had to be more to life than this. Just working every day and scuffling and getting up in the morning and going through the same changes every day and robbing Peter to pay Paul. Had to be more than that. Life was boring. And it seemed for a period of my life I was in a rut.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?